host Christopher Nudo. Today, we have an inspiring guest whose career is defined by action, innovation, and purpose. Tiffany Poole is a serial entrepreneur, consultant, and the visionary behind Attorney Market Power and Hero Conversion Technologies. With over 15 years of experience partnering with top law firms nationwide, Tiffany has made a name for herself by stepping in, rolling up her sleeves, and transforming struggling organizations into thriving, well-structured firms. She blends sharp business insight with her core values of faith, family, finances, and fitness, showing us how purpose-driven leadership can change industries and lives. Tiffany, it's a pleasure to have you here.
It's so good to be here.
Many law firms, thank you. It's my privilege, trust me. Many law firms struggle with disorganization and marketing gaps without decisive hands-on leadership, and it often feels impossible to fix these challenges these days. What really motivates you to step into a law firm of all places in a consulting role, roll up your sleeves, and take that leadership approach?
Well, it wasn't by some big blueprint or plan or by design even. I started from the ground floor. I worked for a law firm as a W-2 for many, many years. And after a partnership split, I decided there was something so lacking in the law firm world, and I think in business in general, the human-to-human piece of it, but especially law firms, because I think by nature, attorneys spend so much time, investment, learning the law, going to law school. And then they come out not having spent the same equal or more time and investment learning business, learning, you know, human communication. And I think it was something that when I was working as a W-2 at a law firm and we became the largest bankruptcy filer in the United States, that I realized it wasn't that we were smarter, that we were spending more marketing dollars, that we were special even. It was that we focus very much on the human-to-human piece and the business piece. You'd be surprised that right now, you know, to even direct dial a law firm and ask what their ROI is, tracking metrics is just not a thing. Even for a successful firm of 25 years, it just isn't something that is in the law firm environment.
I would go one step further and say that even those terms that you just described, not only do they not have answers for those terms, but I'm guessing that you're teaching them a whole new vocabulary.
Oh, absolutely. And what I find is they're hungry for it. I mean, the law firm industry in general is 10 years behind corporate America. And, you know, there's even successful firms still with paper files in 2025. And the reason why that matters is it's friction points, it's distractions, it's overhead, it's expense, and not more time spending doing the legal work.
Right. Agreed. And so when you walk into these firms and you're looking at their overall management or marketing structure, how do you identify the real gaps, the holes in their structure?
Well,
what's the first steps you take to fix them?
The very first thing I do is ask for ROI, go through metrics, and I find 98% of the time that's not something that they can easily pull. It's not something.
Do they even like? How do they even know? How do you even measure it? How many law firms do you walk into and you say, "What's your ROI?" And they're like, "Yeah, well, what am I investing in to get my return?" Right. Like, can they even define it?
So, 19 years in my entrepreneur career, I've had one firm. And it wasn't something that was easily pulled, so it was manual. And at the end of the day, data that you have to manually pull from all different platforms, you're not going to do consistently. And by the time that you do it, you're going to be having lack of bandwidth to actually look at the data and do something with it. Data's great. Having data and on consistency and being able to look at it and say, okay, what action I take, that's the real, you know, blessing in having it. So to answer your question really is, the first step is we have to get tracking. We have to get where your numbers live and how do we frequently and consistently pull them? And then when do we make decisions and what do the metrics mean? What do the numbers mean?
Yeah, that I love that. I love every minute of what you're saying because...
And I know it sounds simple, but business and profit lie in simplicity.
They do.
We actually make it complicated.
So share a story with us where, you know, one of your interventions completely transformed a struggling law firm.
No, absolutely. And there's many, and not to be braggadocious, but there's many in different elements because number one, I don't walk into any firm and decide what I'm going to do. I decide what is the goal of the people that are bringing me on. And so there's different ways that I've made some huge interventions. And to be honest, life changes for the managing partners and the people within that law firm. You know, when COVID happened, I wrote a book in 48 hours on how to make your practice virtual in 48 hours. And there was successful firms of 20, 25 years with whole states, multiple states, that were dead in the water, meaning dead in the water. They couldn't take a call. They couldn't do a consult. They didn't have any workers that could work. And the ability to put technology in a place where it doesn't exist at a high level or at a functional level changed the ability to be dead in the water where their competitors were the same. And within, you know, a few days being live, completely virtual, and their competitors weren't up to speed. They couldn't evolve as fast. And now you fast forward 4 or 5 years later, and those competitors have retired. They've gone to other legal fields. And now that client is the number one in all of California and highly respected, but more importantly, has profit margin.
That's how we met, right?
Yeah.
You and I met because it was during COVID and you were sharing your experience and expertise on how to run a law firm when you couldn't have people in an office, which really leads me to my next question, which is, you know, us attorneys, we tend to be, first of all, much older than you, and we often think lots of ourselves and quite frankly, are not always the nicest people to deal with. So how do you really earn the respect of the attorneys who are older and more experienced than you?
That even though they're older and even if they've been in practice for 10, 15, 20 plus years, I've been doing this for 19 years. Every hour of almost every day for that consistent amount of time. And at the end of the day, what you provide for them is the credit and respect that you get and is how I overcome being able to add them value.
Yeah. And so what advice would you give a young woman entering arguably a male-dominated industry, especially male-dominated at the 50, 60, 70-year-old range, you know, what would you give that young woman, what advice that they would need to really succeed in the industry?
That's such a great question, Chris. And I would even go further, not arguably, I think it's just factual. And I think the reason why I say that is the first thing I would say to a woman or even a young lady, you know, wanting to, you know, come into an industry such as this or another industry that's similar, you have to first ask yourself, are you passionate about it? Because what you're going to have to do, if you don't have passion behind it, if it's just about conquering an industry that is not woman-based, you're gonna fail. If it's about money, you're gonna fail. I think number one, you have to be passionate about it. And then number two, equally important, and I really want this to be heard. As a woman, choosing by choice, coming into an industry such as mine that is male dominated and of an wiser, older age, you have to come to it knowing it's not a personal deficit. It's not an injustice. You chose this. You're passionate about it. Don't take it personal. So much of what we complicate in life and actually put obstacles in our own path, especially as women, is we focus so much on the unfairness. And I think I've just never had that mindset. And it's 100% the core reason why I've been successful in this industry and at this success and at this length of my success is I never saw it as a wrongdoing to me or the unfairness of it, or I am needing so badly to have a voice to be equal. No, I just said, this is the reality. This is human nature. The masses of this industry can't even change that because they are who they are. They are 50 to 65 males.
Right, at their core.
Absolutely.
And we're gonna pick up on that some more. So right now, we'll be right back after this break. But up next, Tiffany shares her personal journey navigating judgment, single motherhood, and those experiences in the way they shaped her approach to leadership and life. Back to your life and legacy. Loving what you're watching? Don't miss a moment of any of your favorite Now Media TV programs, live or on demand, anytime, anywhere. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS for instant access to our full lineup of bilingual programming in English and Spanish. Prefer to listen on the go? Catch our podcast version at nowmedia.tv. We're continuing our conversation with Tiffany Poole, this time focusing on her personal journey. Tiffany's experience as a single mom and the judgment she faced along the way fueled her growth and inspired her to create businesses that empower others. Her story shows how resilience, courage, and empathy can turn challenges into leadership lessons and lasting impact. Tiffany, you and I have talked about this. Being a single mom can often feel lonely, isolating. I'm guessing that it kind of feels like you're constantly being judged about your choices and nobody really understanding your journey. How has having your daughter and being a single mom forced you to grow up quickly and mature in ways, honestly, you couldn't have anticipated?
I mean, I think being a single mom is just hard. But I think just accepting that life isn't intended to be easy and that hard is just the reality of it. You know, having that acceptance, at least in my experience, is I just dug into it. I just leaned into it. And I realized that this is going to be the legacy that I leave, Chris, is not you know, four businesses that are some means of success, not conquering a male-dominated industry. No, my success, my legacy, my biggest accomplishment is showing a daughter of mine that no matter the cards that you're dealt, it's how you play them, and you can't lose a game that you're still playing.
That's right. Oh, such a great answer. And you know, being judged by your peers and your neighbors probably has really shaped your business and personal decisions you've made. Give us some examples of some of those personal decisions that you've made in hiring and things of that nature, because you knew the judgment and you've used that to really shape your business.
1,000%. You know, I don't fit into a box. And if you say the box that I would fit into, you know, in hiring and business, we look at single moms as there's some scarlet letter on them. And, you know, I've experienced that in my own life and levels of success and living in neighborhoods where I'm the only single mother and the only, you know, homeowner that the homeowner is the female even. And it robbed me of some joy, I would say. And I spent so many years with my own child being raised by, you know, daycare, that when I had enough level of success that I could give back, you know, I started my heart company, HCT, Hero Conversion Technologies, and I only hired single women because I can tell you, whoever's listening, if you're a business owner or a hiring manager, you're missing out if you're not hiring single moms. They're not the liability. They are actually going to be your biggest loyal employee. They are going to, you know, ride or die for you. And, you know, they need to work because they have children.
You've built Hero Conversion Technology with these single women. Share for our audience exactly what HCT is and why it's so successful.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it was started just as a pay it forward of something that I didn't have. And I only hired single mothers and gave them an opportunity to work from home way before COVID, when working from home was not a thing unless you were stuffing envelopes or some kind of scam company, and to feel accomplished. They were working for law firms and they didn't miss lunch with their kids. They didn't miss waking them up. They didn't miss, you know, like I did, you know, pulling up into the daycare an hour past closing with the disapproval and judgment face. And they got to raise their children. They got to help law firms grow in the best way and have something for themselves, but better yet, be there for their children and give their children an example of it's all up to you on what you do, and think outside of the box and work really, really hard, and just accept reality for what it is, and, you know, not look for what is unfair in this world or what's unjust, and just say, it is what it is, reality is this, and I'm going to give it my best. And if you do that as a parent, your kids are going to grow up to be so much better than you, which is what we want.
And when was that moment, Tiffany? When was that moment that you really realized that, and I know you well enough, but for our audience, you know, they would consider these things challenges, right? Single mom, neighborhood of judging people, industry of, you know, older men, all of these things, people would consider them challenges. I know you didn't, but for our viewers, when did you realize or have the vision that you were prepared to really lead through these challenges, and you do it with such empathy and impact? Like, tell me about that turning point in your life.
It was, you know, when I went from W-2 to my entrepreneur career, that partnership split, when I decided I was going to start my own consulting business. I realized that I had the skill, I had the experience, I even had the credibility, as long as it was attached to the men of that firm. And it was a rude awakening and a pivotal point when I went out on my own and I realized, no, I'm going to have to work for free. I'm going to have to take the last 6, 7, 8 years where I built my credibility, and I'm going to have to redo it. And I accepted it, and I just had to work for free, get enough profiles of my what value I could bring and my successes, that fast forward 2 to 3 years after that, I could just say, talk to Chris Nudo, talk to Eric Clark.
You had to. It's just crazy, but it's so honorable that you realize that you had to really build your funnel up. You had to build a repertoire to even create value, to even make money, never mind the value you were giving away. So, Tiffany, for our viewers, where can they really learn about, you know, this inspiring story? Where can they follow you and learn more about, you know, who you are and resources for single mothers and entrepreneurs?
Absolutely. I mean, follow me on any social media platform you can think of. Tiffany Poole as my personal attorney, Market Power as one of my LLCs, Hero Conversion Technologies, and also Aspen Loren Productions, named after my daughter.
I love that. Hey, coming up, Tiffany's going to introduce us to Hero Conversion Technology and how she's using it to empower women and single moms in really a male-dominated industry. Back to Your Life and Legacy. In this segment, Tiffany Poole will discuss her innovation in empowering single moms in the workforce. Hero Conversion Technology. Through this approach, women in a male-dominated industry gain recognition, confidence, and real opportunity, proving that workspaces can value talent and humanity equally. Workplaces often undervalue women and single mothers, leaving them to prove their worth by working twice as hard. At Hero Conversion Technology, they are changing that. So, Tiffany, in our last segment, we went through, you know, kind of that Hero Conversion Technology, it employs single moms in various law firms, but what? And we even talked about what inspired you to create it. But today, tell me some stories about the lovely ladies that work at HCT and the things they've been able to accomplish as a result of your vision.
No, absolutely. We have over 80 full-time single moms, and over 80% of the U.S. in all different states and all different cities. We're also in the U.K. and Peru. And these are all people that now have the ability to be a part of their children's lives. But more importantly, you know, the name of the company itself is important, Hero Conversion Technologies. You know, I don't call them single moms. I don't call them employees. I don't call them staff. I call them heroes. It's really hard not to show up when your leader calls you a hero, right? You can't come in every day and not show up for that company and for that law firm that you're helping build. That's a client of the company when you're called a hero.
And it's brilliant. Yeah. It's absolutely brilliant.
Psychology matters. Mindset matters over anything else. And I just create an environment with that mindset that you, single mom, Ashley, you're not at a deficit. You're actually at a platform level. Because when you think about it, you know, so many years we thought it was at a deficit, but think about it on a surface logical level. This is a person that has someone that's dependent on them, that they love more than anything on this earth, and they don't have any other income coming into the household, right? That person doesn't take sick days. That person needs a leader that allows them, when they're sick or their child's sick, to be able to still work. And so I have backup heroes. So when my clients hire HCT, they pay for the primary hero, and they get a backup hero at no cost because I want my single mom hero, when she's sick, to take care of her mental, physical, spiritual health, to take care of her child, to be a part of kindergarten or muffins with mom or whatever that is. And so for many years, it was a break even, if not at a negative as a company. Now fast forward 11, 12 years later, and all of them have worked so hard past what they're hired to do, past what they're paid to do, to create something so beautiful that is also incredibly profitable for my client, for them, and myself.
I love that. And so you stumbled upon really qualities in these heroes. So tell our viewers, you know, because some of our viewers probably own businesses, but I guarantee some of our viewers know single moms. And so we'd love to have HCT promoted for those single moms looking for opportunities. So tell our viewers, what are the qualities in a single mom that you're looking for when hiring them and even promoting them?
No, absolutely. It's a great question. It's actually a controversial answer. So get ready, buckle up. Controversial more for the single moms. I'm looking for the single mom that, again, is not playing a victim of being a single mom. At any rate, whether it was conscious or subconscious, it was a choice. Life happened, whatever that is, it is what it is. It's the reality.
That's right.
And I need the single mom that not only accepts that, but levels up to it. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm the last person to cry single mom to. So if that is the single mom that's looking for something, a path like this, that pays incredibly well and gives them a sense of accomplishment and a legacy to pass on to their children, you know, it's going to be the one that owns her life and is prepared to work harder than anybody else. Not for me, not for the client, not for the accomplishment or success or the money, but for her child.
And taking that approach of only working with women who don't have that victim mentality, and then building into these women greater, I'm sure you're really empowering them. You're really valuing them as people rather than objects in this male-dominated industry. I bet you have great stories about each one of them and how they've succeeded greater in life by the way you've empowered them.
Oh, 1,000%. It's my heart company, and I'll say that because, you know, I have women on board. And by the way, I do want to say I have lots of single dads as well. It just didn't start that way.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, it just didn't start that way. But we do have some single dads on as well. But again, that's because it's not about the sex of the parents. It's about the hearts and the mindsets. And these are true hard workers that have no other choice and will do anything to succeed for their children. But, you know, it's my greatest joy because if not all have had huge milestone life events happen from working with me. You know, their first time buying a home, you know.
Oh, and big things. Yeah.
Yeah. This was someone that was trying to get away from not such a healthy household to now not only paying their own bills, but buying their own home that is theirs.
That's huge.
Vehicles, traveling. You know, I've had heroes that have never been on an airplane that are now, you know, have a passport with tons of stamps on it while working, by the way, while they're in the UK.
So what advice would you give other entrepreneurial leaders like yourself who want to build the kind of culture you've built that genuinely empowers women, beyond women? You've just said, let's go with single parents.
And also to extend it to humans. Again, just like, you know, something that I think is what I bring to the table for the business, for my own businesses, what I bring to the table is really simplistic. I focus on the human being. I focus on my people. The people matter the most, guys. If you're not doing that, you're doing it wrong. Look, if I focus on my people, if I make my people, my internal people, matter above all else, I don't have to ever worry about money. The money comes.
Yeah, I love that. There's a sense of real servant leadership there. I hear it loud and clear.
Yes.
We'll be right. Yeah, absolutely. Listen, right now, we will be right back after this quick break for Tiffany's final segment. We're going to explore her faith, personal growth, and how she balances life, business, and purpose without losing focus. Welcome back to Your Life and Legacy. Loving what you're watching? Don't miss a moment or any of your favorite Now Media TV shows, live or on demand. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS for instant access to all programming in English and Spanish. Prefer to listen on the go? Catch the podcast version at nowmedia.tv. For our final segment, Tiffany Poole will share how her faith, personal growth, and future vision guide her decisions, her leadership, and her mission-driven life she leads. Her story illustrates how integrating purpose, ambition, and spirituality can create a meaningful legacy. Personal and professional growth often feel like competing priorities, and balancing faith, ambition, and purpose can seem impossible. But you've done it, Tiffany. Show us how you've been able to align all of those and your real faith that I know you have in Jesus Christ that you came to in your mid-20s. How has that really guided you personally and professionally?
You know, it's guided me, one, just because it's my true faith and heart, but it's guided me through my path and my levels of success in the same way that we should operate in business. Every day is routine, so I'm known for my core four, and that is faith, it's family, it's finances, and it's fitness. In that order, in that priority order. And what do I mean by that? I mean, every day I wake up and I time block that every one of those buckets is going to receive time from me that day. And it doesn't mean I'm going to be great at it, or I'm not going to be distracted in my Bible study in the morning, or looking over my finances because I hate numbers. But I'm going to devote time every single day as a habit, as a routine. It's going to be protected, time-blocked time for each one of those buckets. And I think that to be a well-rounded, valuable human on this earth, and to be successful in whatever you choose to do in your career or your life, every aspect of your life, you have to be habitual, creating those routines. And every one of those buckets, those aspects, has to receive your time every single day. And it's worked for me.
So it has worked very well for you, something you should be extremely proud of. So how do you see your faith influencing the way you lead, mentor, and support others? How has your faith really grown your heroes into even better heroes?
It forces me to step outside my human nature.
Right.
What we're up against every day on this earth is that we're flesh. We're humans.
Right.
And we were born selfish, and we have in our DNA to our core a self-centered, personalized agenda as our waking thoughts. And my faith forces me.
Those are those demons that live inside us, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I get you.
Yeah. Yeah, that you can't ignore and that you can't ever get rid of. And when you step into your faith and your belief in Him, it forces you to self-talk, to have those moments every day where you pull yourself out of that and into His light, where you say, this person that has disappointed me is a human. And the expectation is that they're not to be perfect. And the expectation and the right of mine is not to judge, but to understand, invest, grow, or make choices to put them on a different path and pray for them. And I just really never had that before I committed my life to my faith.
Yeah. Yeah, and faith does that to you, right? It kind of rocks you to the core, it makes you take a step back, first reevaluate who you are, and once you get a sense of who you are, which, by the way, is not always great, but at least it's reality, and you can see what you can improve on.
It's honest.
You can It's honest. It's right. It's honest. It is. So what's next for you, Tiffany? What milestones or goals are you striving for in the near future?
Well, in my professional career, a few things. One, I'll have my own TV show. I can't wait for you to watch someday, called Lawpreneurs, and really bringing to law firms at a faster, higher, more consumable level, at no cost to them, things that just basically in their foundation I know are lacking, that with very simple tweaks can make them better. And, you know, at this stage of my career, it's not because the money for me or even the money for them. It's because, you know, I now have law firms that have been with me 10, 15 years, paying me every single month for 19 years, that are now working on their next exit strategy. How are they going to, you know, spend 6 months in Florida with their wife rather than every single waking day within the brick and mortar of their law firm? For me, that's important in my career path because that's where I am in my next phase of life. You know, really dialing back and trusting what I've built and having faith in my belief that I've done good work and I've not focused on the dollar. I've never taken a dollar that was not earned or wasn't the right dollar. You know, saying no to money, guys, is a thing. And when you learn it, you know you're on the right track. But is to now really start focusing on my impact and digging deeper on the people now that I don't have to work within my own business. So, you know, for my career, I want to take my firms that have been with me forever and faithful and loyal to me and what we've built together and now extract them from the day-to-day and even the city that or the state that they operate in into what they want to be doing. And I want to do that for myself so that I can actually fly, you know, my day-to-day job, I want to be flying to see my heroes and doing more FaceTime and really investing even more in a one-on-one basis because I think that that's going to be my next accomplishment. That's going to be my next, heart path is this face-to-face time that I think we've lost in the last 4 to 5 years and that I just didn't have the ability to do until now. So that's next for us.
I think you're going to be incredibly successful. I'm going to encourage all attorneys to tune in and watch your show because every day there's going to be every week you're going to provide really valuable nuggets that they need to take. So, you know, being a mother and a serial entrepreneur, you know what? And there's only 24 hours in each day. So how do your personal ambitions, your business goals and spiritual life all culminate together without you burning out or, you know, losing your focus on what's important?
Yeah, you know, I surround myself with a core group of people that are also aligned with my faith and my belief, and they support me.
Accountability.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I can tell you something, Chris. There's nothing like waking up every day and not having the stress or the burden of the people that depend on you, but having the privilege
of the people
that depend on you every day.
That's so well said.
To get you up and motivated.
Yeah. So, you know what, Tiffany? This has been incredibly valuable. So, again, just because I know people are going to want to reach out to you, where can people, you know, continue to learn more and work with you based on this conversation we've had?
Absolutely. Any social media platform, also Google, but if you're really going to get in line with me, ChatGPT, Attorney Market Power, Hero Conversion Technologies, Aspen Loren Productions, or even just Tiffany Poole.
Fantastic. Tiffany, thank you for sharing your journey, insights, and the faith-driven approach that guides your life and business. From transforming law firms to empowering single mothers and balancing personal and professional priorities, your story is a powerful reminder that courage, purpose, and empathy can create lasting impact. For our viewers, consider how your personal values and vision can shape your legacy and inspire those around you. This is Chris Nudo, and you've been watching Your Life and Legacy, where we help you live with purpose, live intentionally, and build a life worth remembering. Till next time, have a great day.